Some lawsuits involving that and some purchases of the old mail ships. U.S. Lines was involved in part of that, which U.S. Lines actually, I think, assimilated a couple companies or arose out of a couple companies. American Prison Lines was also involved in that and got some of its ships that way. But our merchant marine is decimated. The fisheries are under attack. Our brown water is under attack, and a lot of it's coming from within the country. And I'm not against regulations. I'm not anti-government. I'm, you know, anti-corruption. But I also see that our government is being used by outside forces.
All right, people, we're live. That was a rebroadcast from last week. My producer, we had some technical difficulties for getting those worked out, and we are live. It is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host, Lieutenant Eric Schein. I'm a graduate of Kings Point United States Merchant Marine Academy in Long Island, New York. It was instituted in 1936 by the Merchant Marine Act of 1936. That was passed under Roosevelt well prior to World War II and instituted my academy as a federal and military service academy. You hear the music coming up. We'll be back. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, but not sure if we'll take calls. I'm going to go into a little bit about what's going on.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
I was going to get into and talk about Mike, one of our producers, had asked me to, and I plan to get into tonight, excuse me, and probably tomorrow night, the what brought me to where I'm at and what's going on with the Coast Guard and Homeland Security. But in my mind, it's kind of moot or immaterial because the larger issues in the bigger picture are more important than what I've stumbled upon and what I've been facing. Although it is relevant as to the system of common law that we all live in, and that what is being done to me will be done to others under that system of common law by the end of the what a branch of military has been able to get away with since minimally 2003, if not well before, where, you know, the Coast Guard is now saying that it is a branch of military, but not in the Department of Defense where all branches of military are to exist, that it's a branch of military in the Department of Homeland Security where no branches of military are to exist, and that it is a special branch of military, unlike any other branch of military, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps, to where only it, and not the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines yet, can administer civilian law, enforce civilian law, carry on regulations, and even adjudications of civilian affairs. And I think I'm going to have to stop the show here for a minute because we have a technical problem. hold on, please. All right. Sorry about that. We had another technical difficulty. The long and the short of it is, and I'll try to cover this tonight and I guess tomorrow. I don't know if it'll take both days or even all of one day. But I graduated. I was congressionally nominated and appointed to the United States Merchant Marine Academy. They did a defense investigative background check on me because I had some DUIs, etc., and I'd been sober for just under 2 years. And going into it, they actually carried out a more intensive background. So I learned a lot more about the system because of my drug and alcohol statement. To the federal government about entrance into the academy. So they carried out a more exhaustive background check. I was actually not able to swear in with the rest of my class. We all march out and put our hands up and swear in, and I had to march out with everyone else and was not able to swear in. And Naval Science Department, who basically runs the academy, although the Maritime Administration is involved and Department of Transportation as well, the Merchant Marine Act of 1936 instituted my academy and the Merchant Marine effectively as a naval auxiliary. And because of my disclosures, I was not able to swear in until 6 months later, when they did a full background check, something that most midshipmen don't undergo. And because of it, I learned how the system works in that regard. And that was one thing that I've come to know and understand, is that the Coast Guard does not undergo the same defense as in the Defense Department Investigative Services DIS background check, because, as I understand it now from doing the history on it, it's a maritime police academy, not a military academy. But since 2003, if not shortly before, when a bunch of articles as propaganda were pushed out to convince people that no, the Coast Guard is a branch of military, they voluntarily somehow took on military law, Title 10, and the Uniform Code of Military Justice under the movement of it from the Department of Transportation into Homeland Security. And because of my training experience at Kings Point, I know and understand that, you know, that's not where the Coast Guard is supposed to sit. And most or a lot of people that have been out there and know and understand these issues, whether they're in the Navy or the Coast Guard, know that the Coast Guard is not supposed to be a branch of military. We in our country are not supposed to have my sinuses are really acting up, a branch of military that administers and even, you know, by adjudication creates civil law, civilian law. That's what Bismarck did in using the military to make civilian law. That's a military dictatorship. That's what the three Napoleons did as well. And I've heard Krauthammer and others, like on CNN or MSNBC, whatever, I think he was actually on Fox News, talking about what a humanitarian Bismarck was. Well, I've seen other more appropriate quotes about who and what Bismarck really was in the totalitarian state that he tried to and not only create but injected into and upon Germany from Prussia. But coming out of King's Point, I graduated as a licensed professional marine engineer and naval officer. I was commissioned as an ensign in the United States Navy, and on my original commission, it states that we serve as a naval officer on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine. So any and all of my employment in the United States Merchant Marine as a maritime officer, as a civilian, quote-unquote, counts towards and for promotions on my naval commission. And it's a system that's inextricably intertwined, and it's supposed to have enormous protections, not only, you know, because of the naval commission part, and, you know, we are granted a secret, and then I received a top secret security clearance in a lot of different work that I carried out for the federal government, both in and around the Navy and the maritime industry. But coming out of King's Point, I began to sail on American flag vessels through a union that I was acquainted with, the Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, from a lot of the ships like Matson Navigation, which was it's a shipping company that's been shipping goods and services back and forth between Hawaii and the West Coast since the 1800s. Captain Matson was connected to Bishop, and you can check into what the Bishop estate is in Hawaii. And in, you know, taking over and bringing the Hawaiian Islands, the kingdom, because it was a royal kingdom, and bringing it under the auspices of the United States, a constitutional republic, and also American President Lines, which dates its, you know, back into the 1880s, just like Matson and even the Union, MEBA. But I was working on board a, and there were a lot of incidences before this and things, excuse me, going on not only in the Union, but with the employers, the shipping companies, the industry. And I had done different things like working for General Electric to advance my license, because shipping, there was all sorts of problems with labor racketeering. I mean, even at one point, the Union Hall was taken over and protected by one faction with baseball bats against another faction. One faction was represented by Gene DeFreeze. He had been the president of the union, and which is supposedly an international union. And Gene DeFreeze was investigated by the FBI, and prosecuted for labor racketeering and a bunch of other charges, and ended up going to jail. So that gives you a little bit of history on the labor union and who runs it or ran it. And this goes to a lot of the public employee unions are owned and operated by either the employers, like if it's the Police Officers Association or a police union, a lot of times it's the city who has its people in there running the union, quote, and or organized crime, the mafia. But when we get back, we'll get into one of the seminal events that started this whole long train of usurpations in 2000 on the SS Comet.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit freetoprosper.com right now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
So I was just getting into the incident on the SS Comet, which is a government vessel run by the Maritime Administration, part of the Department of Transportation. It's a what they call a breakout ship, or a part of the mothball fleet. I think the ship was built in the 50s. It was either from Korea or Vietnam. They basically a, you know, cargo vessel for transporting cargo. If I remember, it's been a while. It's been 12 years. Stick ship with some, I mean, I think the propulsion plant was a 600-pound, 600 PSI, not really high pressure. I mean, it is high pressure, but normally most of them are up around 900. But the 900 PSI, but the Comet, we were breaking out for what is called a certificate of inspection, a COI, that is carried out by American Bureau of Shipping and the Coast Guard, ABS, which is also, of course, started by the Coast Guard, if you look into it. The Coast Guard, as the oversight, and this goes to like certification, like if you say you have an elevator on board, and this is just a simple example, like even for a hotel or something, you've probably seen certificates of compliance or inspection for an elevator. If you don't see it, actually, they used to put them in the elevator box, you know, in the transport box. and it would be displayed in there so people could see that, you know, it had been properly inspected and the inspection was not due or overdue and everything was fine. And there are a lot of tests that go, like weight tests and all sorts of other stuff, and brakes and fail safes and emergencies and alarms, and if there's a phone in there, et cetera, et cetera. All that stuff has to be tested and operable. And they're supposed to do routine checks, but a lot of that is left up to the owner, operator, to where they're supposed to keep records of any testing and or maintenance and repair. And then that is seen or reviewed at the certificate of inspection. And like what the Coast Guard does is they'll come out and actually do inspections of, say, like the lifeboats and the brakes on the lifeboats, and watch them be raised and lowered and make sure that everything works on them properly, that none of the gear is fouling, none of it's old, that all the brakes are in good repair, nothing is rusted and needs to be, you know, cut out and or rewelded and or painted, et cetera. Basically, all the shipboard systems, you know, even things like life preservers, lifesavers, firefighting equipment, et cetera, all of this is inspected. And the Coast Guard is that civil service agency that is supposed to come out and inspect this. And now, of course, somehow this role has been turned to where they're a branch of military doing this, and a branch of military is breaking ice, and a branch of military is carrying on life-saving, and a branch of military is upkeeping our lighthouses. You know, and if anybody doesn't know the cost, the overwhelming cost of having a branch of military do stuff like this rather than a civil service, then you don't know the enormous costs to run any branch of military with training and equipment and special engineering and engineering requirements and more. You know, like a missile frigate is about a $1.5 billion ship, as an example of how costly just even weapons platforms are or have become. The Comet, though, is a government vessel, but it was operated by Patriot Contract Services, one of an umbrella of companies that is under American President Lines that had been sold to Neptune Ori Lines. Andrew Card had been involved in this. He's a Kings Pointer himself. He was Secretary of Transportation under the first President Bush and Chief of Staff under the second President Bush. And he worked to sell American President Lines, a U.S. Treasury asset, more or less, built by U.S. taxpayer dollars, although it was seen as a private corporation. It's actually a general agency of the United States, signs general agency agreements with the United States, and becomes a de facto agency of the United States by these general agency agreements, along with Matson and others. But the Comet, we were carrying out a light off of the main propulsion boilers, two of them, and the associated systems. And in the light off procedure, it became clear to me that what was being done and how it was being carried out was unsafe as to the fuel system and the actual, you know, light off of the boilers. And we'll get back into that when we come back from break. You can hear the music coming up about what actually went on and happened in the year 2000 on the SS Comet that started this whole 12-year period of my life where I've been prosecuted by the Coast Guard, a branch of military that I'm not in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
A transmission's a will resume. Now try to push, try to keep us all down, down, and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All a green belts wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
All right, people, we are back. That I'm reading, and this is actually from the Coast Guard's own case law, what they call their cases. And these courts have been taken away from the Coast Guard time and time again and defunded by Congress. Every time we have a war or conflict, like what happened in 2003, launching of the war in Iraq, the Coast Guard tries to resurrect them and to place civilians under the auspices of a branch of military. And this has gone on time and time again since the Coast Guard was created in 1915 under Wilson, President Wilson. And all of the different, quote-unquote, volunteer services that became federal civil services were incorporated or amalgamated or brought together into the collective known as the Coast Guard, which was the Bureau of Marine Shipping, which happened after 1915, I believe. I think it was in the 40s, which was basically inspection of, you know, merchant vessels, the and licensing. The lighthouses, the lighthouse service, the life-saving service, the ice-breaking service, and other services were all brought into and underneath the Coast Guard. And back to the comet, though, as we were carrying on the light-off procedure of the main propulsion boilers, I was the second assistant engineering officer on board. And my specific duties were to take care of and to operate and maintain the main propulsion boilers. That is basically the bailiwick of the second assistant engineering officer on board these particular ships, these particular group of ships, type of ships. Sometimes it's different. Like if you're on a diesel, it's a little bit different. You're usually the, it depends on the company and the ships, but sometimes the second is usually in charge, like the fuel oil purifiers, and the third may be in charge, like the lube oil purifiers. And there'll be other specific, you know, equipment or auxiliaries that the assistant engineers will be in charge of to keep, you know, basically you guys, you know, keep that running. That's your bailiwick. You keep that up and working. If you have any problems, come, you know, see the first or the chief engineer, first assistant engineering officer or the chief engineer. And at the very same time this is all going on, or just leading into it, I had been approved for promotion for the 2003, this is actually about a year or so later, 2003-2004 promotion board to lieutenant commander in the Navy. And I'd also been approved to upgrade my engineering license from second assistant engineering officer, unlimited horsepower, unlimited tonnage, to first assistant engineer, unlimited tonnage, unlimited horsepower, motor and steam. And also to upgrade my, and I just got this not coming out of the academy, but because I know others had done it, and, you know, you're sitting taking the test, so you might as well do it. I had my chief engineer's unlimited horsepower, limited tonnage, coastal, which is for like ferries and tugs and ITVs and stuff. ITVs are integrated tug barges. And, you know, these are not really what we do coming out of Kings Point. We do deep sea and like the bigger ships, container ships, oil tankers and the likes. And I had been approved to upgrade it to chief engineer, unlimited horsepower, limited tonnage, oceans or open oceans. The first assistant engineer is a much more advanced position because it's unlimited tonnage. And the Coast Guard is the one who proctors these tests, and they proctored them at my academy at Kings Point. And all they do is like a clerk come in or a librarian and sit there and make sure, you know, nobody cheats. Everybody does it in the time, turns their tests in, then they get graded, and that's it. And that's, you know, a shore side Coast Guard type duty. And even in that, I excelled, and they call it getting the gold ring or the brass ring, whatever. And on taking the test at the academy, I was in the top three on most of my tests, getting out of there in record time and scoring in the low to mid to high 90s on most, if not all, of my tests with the Coast Guard. But the chief engineer had ordered us to light off the boiler on the Comet, which we were in the midst of, and he was running the evolution on. And I noticed that the way they were doing it, which was they were trying to impress the company, save some money, do this on the rush, rather than, you know, observe standard engineering practices and, you know, observe proper safety protocols. And they were doing things with the fuel system and even in the light off panel. Normally you test and prove, especially on this type or class of ship, you get the, there's a light off panel in front of the boilers, so that on a cold light off, you test and prove that panel, get it working first and foremost, even get the igniters, the electronic igniters working, so that you can observe when the engineer takes the torch. It's actually a torch, kerosene or a volatile chemical. Sometimes they make all sorts of different products for, you know, a torch. And what you do is you cycle the boiler, you know, purge, carry out a purge cycle, make sure there's no excess fuel or unspent fuel inside, blow it out. And then you have to turn down the fans to allow the torch to penetrate. And then you go ahead and start the light off sequence with basically a push of a button. And the chief was doing this from the panel that was up the stairs behind the boilers where you couldn't see what was going on. And so instead of proving the front panels and getting them working properly and being able to observe the, you know, torch going in, the they wanted to rush and get it done. So they were doing it by the back panels, relaying messages verbally through personnel to the front of the boilers to try to communicate through a chain of people rather than having one individual there to observe and then, you know, start the, or to at least even just for the initiation of the boiler and the admission of fuel and open up the fuel valves. The first assistant engineer was pinning back the fuel valves on the fuel system, which is unsafe. This is both the primaries and the secondaries. And there's a couple other things that were going on that I said, look, this, what you guys are doing is unsafe and it's going to cause, an explosion from unspent fuel. They weren't purging the boilers properly and a couple other things. So I refused to carry out the light off of the boiler, and they ordered the third assistant engineering officer, the junior officer, to carry off the light off procedure. And, you know, he, granted, he was wearing, you know, proper safety gear, and that was a plus. A face shield that was made of heat-resistant polycarbonate and heat-resistant gloves, and then, you know, like a boiler suit. And he went to put the flame, the torch, into the boiler, and the as ordered by the chief, and the chief went ahead and hit the start button on the port boiler, and there was a flashback, an explosion, and the flame came out through the port that you have to open to put the torch in and hit the third assistant engineer in the face and on the neck and burned him. There was a safety stand down, and the third assistant engineer was rushed to the hospital, and he came back the next day, and his whole neck, you could see he had like second and or third degree, you know, probably first, second, and third degree burns, depending on what part of his neck and, you know, side of his face and stuff. Most of it didn't hit on his face because of wearing the safety equipment. And rather than carry out, and they did carry out the safety stand down, which was, you know, a plus. But in that instance, because of any possible injury to the boiler equipment itself, to where you might have leaking tubes or some kind of defect that maybe it wasn't caused by operations and that it was, you know, a mechanical failure, you're supposed to call the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard can send out or have ABS come out, or the company can have ABS come out. And a lot of times the Coast Guard would, you know, and they may even say, look, we can't send anybody out. Go ahead. And all you have to do is you notify them, let them know what happened. If they don't want to send anybody out, fine. But normally, and to make sure that proper protocol is being followed, and where you have somebody who observed what was going on and said it was unsafe, and then something happened, normally you would want to have a neutral party come out and ensure that things were being done properly so as to prevent future accident happening thereafter. And we went ahead and carried out the light-off boiler after having a stand down and talking about what was going on and having a meeting. There was no captain on board for whatever reason. There was a chief engineer and a chief mate. And to save money, I guess they had not called a captain out. And because they were trying to save money in the way that they were contracting all this, rather than following the proper normal, you know, contracts and more, they were trying to basically, you know, jerry-rig it or you know, put some money in somebody's, I don't know, you know, it just wasn't wise. And then on the same ship, they went to dump, and as the second assistant engineering officer, I'm the one who is responsible for dosing the boilers and making sure that the oxygen scavenging chemicals and other chemicals that are, you know, I'm trying to think of all the, like Drew Amaroid is one of the companies that does, manufactures a lot of the chemicals for the boilers. And a lot of it is to remove solids from the water, remove oxygen from the water to help reduce, you know, scale and or rust forming on the tubes, et cetera. But these chemicals, when they're in the boiler water, and this water is distilled water, it's not salt water, and the vessel was sitting in the ocean in salt water up in the harbor in Alameda, and rather than contract, because the boat had been, the ship had been in dry layup, and so we had to have distilled water pumped on board, which we carried out through tankers, like tanker trucks, like you use for gasoline and oil. It was taken to the ship and then pumped on board. And rather than contract with the same company in advance and have the distilled water, because they really didn't know what was going to go on with the ship, if it was going to go back to dry layup, or if it was going to be used, because it was one of the reasons the COI or certificate of inspection was being carried out, was to transfer the vessel from the current operator, ASM, APL, PCS, Patriot Contract Services, Patriot Holdings, ASM, etc., to, I believe Crowley was the one taking it over, a different company that had won the contracts for the ship, and they basically split it up and break it up. And usually, you know, one of these large shipping companies gets so many ships, and then the other one, another shipping company gets so many, and they try to break it up so that no one shipping company gets them all, and that, I don't want to say no one starves, but so that these ships are there and they're ready, and that all the other or larger shipping companies have an opportunity to bid on, through RFDs, requests for or RFPs, requests for proposals, to operate the ships for, I think it's a 5, sometimes a 10, 15, 20 year period. And on the very same ship, the first assistant engineer, who was from one of the other vessels and trying to get, you know, promoted and prove to the company how good he was by cutting corners everywhere he could, went to dump all of the water entrained in the boilers and all of the water in the distilled tanks. We're talking, you know, several hundred tons of water or more into the saltwater estuary up there in Alameda in the harbor through the bottom blow. And he tried to recruit my assistance in doing that, and I told him that, no, you can't do that. It's, you know, dumping, and it's illegal. And they shortly thereafter terminated me, and I had told them I was, you know, actually called and tried to report the incident with the explosion to the Coast Guard, and then reported the incident with the dumping to the Coast Guard. And this is my own license, you know, that is sitting on the wall as well. It's not just their license or whatever. And there is a better way to do this stuff, and it doesn't have to you know, cost anybody their job or cost a pretty penny to the government or to anyone else. It just takes a little bit of forethought or different experiences or training. I'd been a port engineer for the Navy at Pearl Harbor. I'd also been a project manager for GE and a lead field engineer for GE General Electric. And on a lot of this stuff, all you got to do is, you know, step back, slow down, think for a moment. And there's usually, depending on what's going on, other ways, if not a better way or a more safer way or a more legal way of doing things rather than dumping boiler water into Alameda Harbor. They terminated me, and then they promoted the third assistant engineer who had been burned to my position as second engineering officer. I filed grievances, and that's where or what kicked off this whole long train of events over the last 12 years.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
All right, people, we're back. So, Lieutenant, I think it was Kevin Fong. I know it was Fong, but I'm not sure if his first name was Kevin, but he is a U.S. Coast Guard. I think he was a reservist who was working in San Francisco. He fielded the complaints initially verbally over the phone and in writing from me regarding to what had transpired on the Comet. And he didn't do a whole heck of a lot. He was reservist. I don't know if he kind of sat on it, passed it, took it in, you know, left it at that. And I was just basically doing what I had to do to protect myself. And what happened was a Lieutenant Chris Tribolet from San Francisco MSO, I believe, was convinced by a man named Archie Morgan, who went to my academy called Kings Point. He's a descendant of J.P. Morgan. He's related. He's his kin, great-grandson, I guess, or whatever. And Archie Morgan wrote a letter on behalf of ASM, PCS, the, you know, sling of or slew of umbrella companies that are all under APL, NOL, Patriot, ASM, Patriot Holdings, Patriot Contract Services, and more. They have different arms or branches and oftentimes the same personnel carrying on federal government work and private corporate work, which you're not supposed to do. It's like a shipyard, you know, charging the same time on a crane to a private company that they're charging the Navy for the same time. It's, you know, fraud. But Archie Morgan wrote a letter to the Coast Guard that they needed to have me, quote unquote, investigated. This was several years later, after another event on the Jackson and the Maui. But they recruited and got this individual, Lieutenant Chris Tribolet, to step in, take over from Lieutenant Fong, to defend the employer, Patriot or PCS or ASM, whatever, the operator of the Comet for the federal government, did not report the Marine incident. And they're supposed to if there's a casualty. They've actually gone in and changed all the reporting requirements and investigation to where you can have now two deaths on board a ship and the Coast Guard will not investigate. They've changed all the rules to where in any kind of a Marine incident, you can have a major casualty. And depending on who's involved, the Coast Guard would not care at Tinker's Dam. The Coast Guard has been involved in, and actually there was an incident up in Portland where they ran over a woman in the water, and then I think they backed up over her, and it was almost intentional. And then they went after her, and she sued, and they went after her attorney. Not only are they, they're extremely vindictive, but they're, of course, very well connected because it's this special branch of military that was supposed to be a civil service somehow, that is just stepping all over the Constitution and issues of First Amendment, free speech, right to redress. I could go on about, you know, 4th, 5th, 6th, 8th, 9th, and many other amendments to the Constitution. That they have no problem in, you know, stepping all over. And I will get into, after this break, what happened after the comet tomorrow on the show. So if you want to follow this a little bit more, like for Mike the producer who wanted me to do this, I'll get into it tomorrow. Peace, people. We're out.